My next story is entitled Plans for Homes in Flood-Prone Village Sparks Fierce Row and is written by Will King. A fierce row over plans for three homes in a flood-prone village scarred by Storm Babette saw a meeting speaker threatened with expulsion as angry neighbours now seek legal advice. On Tuesday, East Suffolk Planning Committee North met to discuss an outline planning application for three self-built homes in the land at Bickers End in Weniston near Halesworth. Hundreds of thousands of pounds of damage were caused to the village in 2023 following Storm Babette, according to Councillor Jeff Wakeling, and concerns remain over infrastructure planning to prevent further costs. Now, members of the community have written to the council since the decision to approve the plans, citing evidence of heritage, environmental destruction and flood risk. They say they are now seeking legal advice on the application and are considering taking the case to judicial review. During the meeting, Councillor Wakeling, who covers Halesworth and Blything, said, "We're not getting consistent rainfall in this area anymore. We're getting huge downpours, so I'm very concerned." John Moran, an inset picture of him, by the way, an independent strategist speaking on behalf of residents, also raised concerns that rainwater would flow straight down into the nearby Bickers End property, a 17th century property renowned for having been the home of famous Suffolk painter Harry Becker and the Bishop of Norwich. "These plans are of significant concern," said Mr. Moran. "I can barely believe what has been said here. Large swathes of Weniston are at serious flood risk according to Environmental Agency data, with the site being just outside of flood zone 2 and 3 as it is in a raised position." He also attempted to challenge the planning officer for misleading the committee over the facts around the site, but was then threatened with expulsion by the chair of the committee, Sarah Plum, who said, "If you want to keep interrupting, I will have to ask you to leave." Weniston Parish Clerk Richard Day added that he believed any new development would increase flood risk, and previous floods had caused a lot of misery. The plans were approved with five councillors in favour to three against, with the central government agenda to deliver 1.5 million homes and no clear evidence against the plans cited as key reasoning for the approval. When the application was approved, Mr. Moran then stormed out of the room with his head down. Councillor David Bevan also previously left the meeting early, but says he had to leave for a separate meeting with Homes England, and he knew which way it was going with the application. And the article is accompanied by three pictures. There's a small, slightly blurry picture of Mr. Moran, a gentleman who's wearing a cloth cap, his glasses on top of his cap, and he's not looking best pleased with this particular picture. There's a bigger picture of a listed cottage that campaigners fear could be impacted, and it's a rather beautiful, very typical Suffolk country cottage on the side of the road with napped flint at the gable and a lovely pantile roof. And the main picture is a picture basically of a deep puddle. And the caption says, "The road remained flooded for weeks following the downfall." I think that relates to Storm Babette. And basically it's muddy, deep muddy water with bare trees reflected in it and dead leaves. So it does make the point that the road does get flooded quite badly. And obviously you can't please all the people all the time with planning applications. And that's the end of this story.